Jope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Jope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Jope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
I guess not really. We had Monday off. What today is...
The day that I noticed you don't have the taped together headphones anymore. How many days have you not had the taped together headphones anymore?
Weeks.
Shut up with weeks. I mean, just get right the hell out of here with weeks.
There they are. I mean, weeks. I've been sitting here. Yeah.
It's been a bit.
Yeah. Man, I feel bad. I like to think that
I did
have my eyes open and I'm, you know, I observe and I look at you every day.
Thank you.
I just noticed now. I just noticed when the open was playing.
2 weeks. Maybe more. Maybe three.
Well, I've only been, I was gone.
Okay.
I was gone for a while.
You don't watch the show?
Jesus, no. I
guess more motocross will do it. If I put in more motocross when you're on vacation, you'll start to listen.
If I had 2 weeks there since I've been back, which I have, I should have noticed. I'm sorry. I feel like I owe you an apology.
I got bailed out.
I didn't notice.
Zach and Derek, they guess they had an extra pair.
Okay.
There's a literal pile of headphones right here.
Yeah.
That look like they've all been run over by cars.
Yeah.
But, you know, nothing changes. We just keep it there.
Yeah, that's like our.
Probably my fault.
That's like some little Odyssey headphone version of one of those.
Graveyard.
Yeah, the airplane graveyard somewhere in Arizona where all the planes just go to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Haunted Mansion. The only thing it's missing is like little gravestones with funny names for each one. Oh, it's Tape McGee. I don't know. Like, all just right. We'll come up with something.
Right. I didn't mean to start there. I thought it was newsworthy that you were not wearing the tape
it's
together.
Not really hump day because we all had Monday off. It's not really that, but it is. It is opening day of obscure tight end touchdown prop season. That's what today is.
Oh boy,
prime
here
time standalone games.
Right.
So there are two of these.
This is dangerous because it's a Wednesday, and this was very much a Thursday thing on our show.
Is that different?
Year. I don't know. It's just a different day of the week.
That's
so
true.
It is different. I don't think it changes the exercise very much.
So I have a guy tomorrow night that I love that I'm drafting constantly. I think everybody is.
One of the Rams guys?
Yes. Ferguson.
Okay.
Terrence Ferguson, who the talk has been... Like, they're going to be, like, basically their slot receiver.
Okay.
So they don't have that. They did go get Tutu Atwell back this offseason. He was in Miami. Mm-hmm. That was interesting. But it seems like the whole world is, like, sort of ready for Ferguson to be a thing. So he is, I think I saw, plus 400. Not massive.
No, that's not
That's
outrageous.
Barely obscure. I mean,
yeah,
that's...
Yeah, yeah, that's...
It's not Jackson Hawes, but...
That's kind of a credible idea, is what that sounds like.
Yeah, like, sort of, it's sort of normal.
Yeah, right.
So that's tomorrow, but that's not good enough. Like
no, you need.
It's also not tonight.
You need someone tonight. Yeah.
So we're going with Eli Raerden. Remember him?
No. What should I?
Yes.
Did he do something to me or my family?
Remember Taylor Kyles, the guest
fans?
From New England?
Yes.
So I, as usual, as is my wont.
Oh, I remember this.
I started to set up for some question veiled in like a real football question, but really was a fantasy football question. What do you think they're going to do with the backfield or who's the wide receiver for? And it was going to be a question about Eli Raerden, and he stopped me because I said the F word, fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And he stopped me and he said, you want a fantasy tip? I'll give you a fantasy tip. Draft Eli Raerden.
Okay, there it
so,
is.
So I don't know. I mean, they shouldn't really need Eli Raerden, quote, Eli Raerden, end quote,
yeah.
to like be a thing. They also extended, they re-upped with Hunter Henry
right.
between then and now, I believe. It was after that conversation. Of course, A.J. Brown, Romeo Doubs in free agency. You know, they have revamped the whole thing. This is a rookie, and I don't know. That's all it takes for me. One guy on the inside who's like, you know what you should do? Okay, I'm going to do that constantly now. I'm just going to do that every day, is draft Eli Raritan, which I kind of have. So obscure tight end touchdown prop season starts tonight.
I got to check the roster. I've not really looked. Owen sent me the screenshots of our Tunsil's gas mask team that I did. I did not participate in the draft.
No.
But I just gave him a cursory, looks great. But I didn't really look at it. I was like, thanks for sending it to me. But maybe we have Eli Raritan. I mean, I would.
You shouldn't. You shouldn't have been drafted.
No, we probably don't have
him. He shouldn't have been drafted.
Okay. Yeah.
I got an email, like I'm still attached to the team, that I didn't draft either. Joey did. And I got a B.
Oh.
Because he got a B. He got a B.
Wow, I didn't get any. I'm still attached to this team. I didn't get an email. All right, well.
Your name must not be on it.
I'm not that worried about it, really, but.
So
bring it up.
Eli Raritan tonight for New England.
There it is, everyone. That's the name.
I even have a base case for this, that in the Super Bowl, they could not do anything against Seattle. So they have had all this time to come up with a couple little,
wrinkles.
Wrinkles. And I'm going to say one of them involves Eli Raritan.
Okay.
R-A-R-I-D-O-N. Not like it sounds. Raritan. And then put with Ferguson tomorrow is 60-1. If I get them both. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Live a little. It's time to blow the money.
I think you're probably not going to win.
No, I agree.
But I say that as someone who, a couple of hours ago went in and took a look and had very much had a mind to do something, reasonable and modest and, an attempt to just try to win a little bit.
Yeah.
And
what's wrong with that?
Yeah, I know, right? What a concept. Instead, I get in there like, oh, the Patriots are plus 150. Sure. Okay. I'll do that. And Jadarian Price and A.J. Brown, 2 touchdowns each. Thank you. $25 for the 50% profit boost wins you $8,400.
What?
That's my bet tonight.
What?
Did you not
wait
hear
a minute,
every
wait
word
a minute.
I said? It wasn't much content there, really.
I did, actually.
It was three legs.
I wonder if anybody else could run it back, but I think I can. Brown twice.
Yes.
Price twice.
Yes.
New England wins.
Yes.
$8,400 for 25?
With a 50% profit boost.
Oh, well.
They're, listen, I'm not in there all the time.
You're going to buy a car if you win this bet.
I go in, and they're like, hey, man, come on back. We love you. Remember us? This is fun. Here's some stuff. So I'm taking advantage of that. But yeah, well,
in theory,
for the next 7 hours or so, I've got that sitting out there. But, whatever.
Price twice, Brown twice, New England wins.
The stupidest crap ever.
Hopefully you get the win at least. I mean,
doesn't matter to me if I get any. Well, right.
The touchdowns.
If I get those two touchdowns,
lose the game.
Right, that would be brutal.
That would hurt.
Yeah, that would sting. That would sting. Yeah.
Did you have that in that Cincinnati one? Did the Bengals need to win?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, they did. Yes.
Oh. What does that even do to the bet? Does it really change it that much? It must change it some.
I mean, it's
they're plus 150 to win.
Yeah.
I have New England money line.
That's a little.
You're definitely taking it. If we do picks today, you're taking New England. I am.
I mean, why not?
I like them in the game. I talked myself into that.
I did too when I saw plus 150. That's what I. That's right.
Well,
because like the Seahawks are what, -3.5, and that's like -110.
Now three.
Okay, I'm not. No. I need a plus. I'm not taking a minus.
You know, good for you, because that seems so easy
to take Seattle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
At home.
Of course.
After that Super Bowl, tonight you celebrate it.
The thing about that Super Bowl is that, I don't know if everyone knows this or not, but it was 7 months ago. That's a long time.
Well, yes. And I brought it up yesterday because the box score is like appallingly gross with just these punts,
Yeah, yeah.
But yards-wise, they were pretty even. Seattle could only kick field goals. You get a couple plays. I don't know. I like for New England that the line is so small. When it seems to me, like just intuitively, Seattle should be a bigger favorite. They won it.
Mm-hmm.
They're at home. They, people don't seem to love them this year. They think it was a fluke. It's really interesting.
When your quarterback is Sam Darnold, you are going to live in that world until he does it again. I think if he does, they don't have to win the Super Bowl again, but if he has a very good year and like doesn't throw three picks in the game they get eliminated in, then maybe things will loosen up. But you know how this works. Peyton Manning fought against this his whole career. You are thought of as the guy who saw ghosts on Monday Night Football when he was a rookie, or was that maybe even his second year, whatever it was. Like that is it's a super famous clip. And
against Belichick.
And it still is, I think, a lot of people's walking off points when they think about Sam Darnold. You just ignore the good stuff. You remember what you first thought. What you first thought was, thank God I didn't draft him. And you just sort of live there. It's weird. I mean, I'm sure there are blind spots where I do that too. With Kyler Murray might be an example. I didn't like Kyler Murray. I decided I didn't like Kyler Murray. And so what am I doing? I'm hanging on to every little negative thing that I ever heard or read about Kyler Murray. And, you know, almost nothing he can do on the field is going to change that. And that's, you know, it's a silly way to live, but I think a lot of everyone does it, I think, to some extent. You can try to be as objective and honest as you want about it, but like there's biases in there that just come out. I don't like that guy. You know, and plus, you know, we live in a world and work in a medium where we're supposed to have opinions about stuff. You know, everyone's pretty good. Yeah, you know, sure. That doesn't work. So dig in and live there, even if it's, you know, maybe absurd. I hope to avoid absurdity, I guess.
So Darnold is so interesting to think about. That Monday night game was against New England, the Ghosts game. And everybody, like you said, has had a party with that graphic for years. Maybe we're over it, but maybe not. That was his second year. So his rookie year, there were good days. There was a game here that the Jets won when Allen was a rookie against Darnold. And he wasn't amazing, but there was a late drive. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we talked about the two of them in comparison after that game. Like, Darnold did it. They didn't have a good season. The next year is 2019. And that's the year where the Bills open at the Jets. And are losing the whole game, but win it.
John Brown, yeah. That must have been the anniversary of that yesterday or the day before, because I saw that clip was all over my Twitter feed yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't see that myself. But, yeah, so that's the 19 opener. That's Darnold losing that game to Buffalo. I'm looking at it now. They beat Dallas, and he has a great stat line the next week. And then there's that Monday night against New England. Ghosts, Belichick, Brady. 11 for 32, 86 yards, 4 picks. I mean, that's horrendous.
Yes.
And it might have been like the beginning of the end for him there already in year two. And, you know, here's Allen, who that's a playoff season. The Bills, you know, are feeling like...
Yeah, he's arcing straight up almost at this point, Allen.
But Darnold, to be doubted, the first thing I think about with that is like your draft status. Because we've had many examples of players that, better or worse, can never really escape. If a guy wasn't drafted, Fred Jackson, he's really not that good. He can't be that good. And the Bills thought that.
Yeah, they worked to replace
him. They couldn't stop themselves from drafting other running backs.
Just kept continuing to be the best guy on their team.
Yes. Like, you know, those people are the ones where fans will tell us, like, well, there's a reason why you guys don't work in football. I got like professionals who can't stop trying to replace a guy like that. Well, you know, tell me again what we don't know.
Right.
So you have a player like that, and there are lots of them, that maybe never quite get, we did this with Tom Brady, relatively speaking, for years maybe. Like, he can't be that good. I was a
sixth round pick. Come on.
He can't be that good.
Right.
If he were that good, he would have been picked earlier. And that goes the other way. But Peyton Manning, like, the stuff that was said about him was more just like the big game, you know?
Right, right.
Didn't win it in college.
Right, right.
And can't win the big game, which to me is like just stupid. And then, of course, he did. And that didn't matter to the same people.
And then
people.
We kind of forgot about it again. Right, yeah.
Like, so he was incredible. And I think, you know, you had to give him that. But then when it really was what it's about, he would falter. Darnold is, what was he, the third pick in that draft?
Yes.
Like, he's not the 101. He could have been. Mayfield was. He could have been. They were all kind of close.
Yep.
Allen, Lamar Jackson.
Jackson, I don't think, ever had a turn. But I feel like even going back to, like, maybe Mel Kiper's first anything about the 18 draft, maybe right after the 17 draft ended.
Allen.
And then Darnold had a, you know, those guys all sort of were squatting on the 101 for a while. I don't think Lamar Jackson ever got to that stat, but those other three took turns.
Because Jackson never got credit for the player he was,
right?
For being the player he was. His running was so incredible that it was just like, oh, he's a great runner.
He must not be a good quarterback.
I'll never forget Matt Waldman, who's one of, for me, like the top analysts in the game. He's like, this is the best pocket passer in this draft, you guys.
Right.
And like nobody wanted to hear it.
Right.
Because that couldn't be right. It could be possible.
No.
And, you know, he was. I think he's been that as a pro. But, you know, now all you ever hear about Lamar Jackson is like, well, he's getting better. Okay, sure. You're just saying that because you didn't think he was good. But Darnold has major college, USC. He has 103 in the draft. He has the Jets piece, which, you know, you can't blame anybody for struggling with the Jets.
Right.
Like, why would that be his fault? And it's what? It's Todd Bowles and Adam Gase and just like it's constant churning of everything around him.
It was about as unstable a situation as you could get from ownership right through to everything. It was a horrible situation.
Then he's a bust. Then what happens? They give up, which, you know, everybody does eventually. They didn't win anything. So he was there he was there 3 years and they were done. Carolina. So they're nowhere. All right. Is that even maybe Joe Brady yet in Carolina, or is he LSU still? I don't know. But 2021, Carolina plays a season. They lose all the time. He goes, and you know, that might have been a second year or two. Then it's San Francisco, where like he's nobody's idea of a franchise quarterback anymore. Now it's over.
The first time I saw him on the field in San Francisco, it wasn't a close-up. I couldn't see the back of his jersey, a number. Not, I just saw a bearded guy under center. I'm like, who is this? Oh, yeah, Sam Darnold's in San Francisco now. I think he had a beard when he was there, if I remember correctly.
Sounds right.
I just remember just looking at him like, what? Okay, sure.
But, you know, you flame out with the Jets and the Panthers, maybe you could still play.
Maybe, but there's also, especially the Panthers, it's maybe a bit of, if he were any good at all, they would have kept him. Because you should try to see this through. Like, you need a guy, right? This is pre-Bryce Young, right? Yeah,
yes.
It's got to be.
Yes.
So, you know.
What did they win?
That works against him, too. You know, that he didn't stay there on a team that looked like they were needy. And they was fine. He's just another guy. And then, you know, eventually he gets to Minnesota and has that incredible year, but they did the same thing. Even though he had an incredible season, the last two games were really rancid, and that was it. Like, we're done too. We're going to draft J.J. McCarthy, who paints his face like a 13-year-old lacrosse player, and have him be our leader. Okay, good luck with that. Now he's third string. Holy cow. Anyway, Darnold, every stop. I don't think San Francisco really did. They had a guy and like whatever. But every stop I think you could pick at, if he's so good, why isn't he still there? Or if he's any good, why isn't he still there? Not the Jets, but Carolina and Minnesota, I think I would say that about.
Brady was the offensive coordinator for some of that season in Carolina, okay. The first year he was there. Cam Newton, which I always forget, goes back to Carolina from New England. That's the end of his career. He's on the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
He ends his career with the Panthers. And then the next year, it's Darnold and Mayfield in Carolina. That's kind of wild.
Yes, it is.
So that ends, then San Francisco, then Minnesota, And that's where I feel like I think about Matt Collar and doing his show every week. Like, what are we going to do here with Darnold? Like, they won every week. They were 14-3, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But they had already spent the pick on McCarthy, who was injured the whole season. He tore his knee up in preseason. So he misses the whole season. Darnold falls in. He might have never played for Minnesota had McCarthy.
Yep.
Well, maybe he was just so bad that he would have.
Right.
But McCarthy was the plan. He goes out. Darnold goes in. And he just had the worst timing because they needed week 18 for the division, and they got buried in Detroit. And then same in the playoffs at the Rams. Not, you know, tough matchups.
Yes.
And then, like, well, we've already spent the draft pick.
We're going to do this.
Goodbye.
Right.
And then he goes to Seattle in last year.
Because there would have been, I mean, I don't know about absolute top of market quarterback contract to keep Darnold, but it would have been close, you know? So, and you've got a kid you just drafted. It's easy. I thought all along they would have a really hard time keeping Darnold, and then he made it easy for them. You know, because he flamed out at the end. And if you were already, it was easy to make the easier decision, I think, at that point. Because, like, oh, you know, no one's gonna be lacking for understanding why we chose this. The biggest games of the year, he fell apart, and, you know, that's it. We're going the other way now, and good luck to you. And then all he does is go out there, and he was fantastic in the NFC title game, and they win it all. I wonder, circling all the way back to seeing ghosts, right? That's you said it was 19. That's his second year in the league.
Yep.
So how much even like the Hard knock stuff has changed since then? I feel like that was kind of a watershed moment. I mean, teams have always been wanting to control like what is out there, you know, how their players are perceived. I feel like that got through on Monday Night Football and really damaged Darnold's reputation. I think it's a thing that you cling to as a fan. If you don't have anything else to cling to, you grab onto that. If that never happened, I don't think he's still in New York, but I'll bet a lot of people, maybe even me included, aren't thinking of him as a punchline right away every time you say his name. And it's kind of why the league wants a more sanitized, you know, version of all that stuff behind the scenes and whatever. They want more editorial control because there's no way. I remember talking about it the morning after that happened. I can't believe that got on the air.
Yeah.
Like they humiliated this guy on national TV. Like, what are you doing? The league does not do that.
There was the graphic. Was it the next week or was it that night? It was an ESPN graphic. Was like, did he have mono or something? And there was a mono graphic with Darnold.
I don't know.
And then everybody started to mess with that and change it to ghosts and just different things.
Oh, boy. I don't
remember. Sort of pointing?
Yeah.
I got to find that. That's got to be on Twitter still. But, hey.
Season's here. Sam Darnold plays football tonight.
Darnold in May. Seattle, New England. Worst uniform matchup of the week, says Fashion Advice. I hate that this is the first game. Because it's going to be ugly to look at. Seattle in all blue. The Bills are going to do that too. Great. Terrible. And New England never looks good unless they have that red.
Right.
And so it'll be sort of ugly looking. Maybe it'll be an ugly game. The Super Bowl definitely was. Hopefully not. And I keep somehow I had it in my head that I just want tomorrow's game to be tonight. I want the Rams and the Niners tonight. But that's not going to happen.
No,
this will have to do.
Yeah,
New England and Seattle will have to do.
It'll look nasty, but I'm interested to get a first look at New England.
Yes, and we'll talk about the Patriots and the AFC East outlook here some more. Coming up later, Evan Silva. All right, establish the run. It's been a long time since I've talked to Evan. How about you?
I mean,
also a while.
He hasn't been on our golf show. So yeah,
yes.
I think I'm probably matched up.
Kickstands.
I'm probably Buffalo Links Golf. Everyone.
All right, it's been a while since Evan.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm excited that he is available today. Sal Capaccio. The Bills have practice, and then they have press conferences, or in some order, and an injury report. So we'll have stuff to talk about.
Eventually, we'll get to an injury report.
Eventually, Ty Johnson not on the field reportedly today, but Shakir is. So that'll be at 5. with Sal. Next, we'll look for your calls at 803-0550. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.